West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Well, Villarica's city manager Tom Barber seems strangely desperate to keep former Mayor Gil McDougal by his side and on the city's payroll, despite interpretations of the city charter and the intent of legislators that sponsored the charter that any former elected official is disqualified from working for the city for one full year after leaving office. The ousted mayor continues to be paid by the city of Villarica, most recently handed the job of special project manager on Wednesday, despite numerous city employees, city council members, and city residents publicly and privately expressing their dissatisfaction with both McDougal and Barber, and residents urging elected city officials to find a way to remove both of them from any involvement in city government. Barber's latest spit in your face to city residents and city council comes just one day after city council voted unanimously to suspend Barber for one full week beginning next Monday for reasons, according to City Councilman Matthew Momtahan, who made the motion.
I think it's appropriate in this case, considering the things that we know he did and the things that we possibly learned tonight once we can verify it. I do believe that some adverse employment action should be taken.
Momtahan also added to his motion on Tuesday that Barber needed to make a decision regarding McDougal's employment status following City Council's unanimous decision to rescind its initial offer to McDougal to work as deputy city manager, and do so by this Friday at 5 o'clock, or council will consider whether or not to terminate Barber. McDougal was placed on paid administrative leave after council's vote last week to rescind their job offer, and the city waited for McDougal's superior to make a final call. Momtahan, an attorney, in his motion this past Tuesday evening insisting that Barber make a decision, did not clarify if Barber's, quote, decision must be in line with council's vote last week to remove McDougal as deputy city manager, or if McDougal should be removed from city employment altogether. Taking advantage of that, Barber did make a decision Wednesday regarding the removal of McDougal from deputy city manager, did so, and simply moved him to a new position within the city. McDougal began his new position as special project manager at City Hall on Wednesday. His new salary could not be confirmed on Wednesday, nor if this position had been advertised in any legitimate way or needed to be before it was handed over to McDougal. City Attorney David Mecklen told me Wednesday that at this time there's no deputy city manager in city government, and he does not know whether anyone else will be proposed or considered for that position by the city manager. He confirmed that further action, if any, will be determined by city council, and no timetable for that has been determined. The city's director of special projects position has been vacant since the departure of Chris Montesinos, who was very well respected for his work in that role. Georgia Labor Commissioner Bruce Thompson said Thursday that both the Northwest Georgia and Three Rivers Regional Commissions saw a slight increase in January unemployment rates. In the Three Rivers region, which includes Carroll County, the unemployment rate was up 0.3% to 3% over the month. And in the Northwest Georgia region, which includes Harrelson County, the unemployment rate was up 0.4% to 3.2% over the month. The labor force and the number of employed was up in both regions. However, initial unemployment claims were up significantly in both regions, up 101% in Northwest Georgia, but down 19% over the year, and up 171% in the Three Rivers region, but down 20% over the year. And a Bowden woman celebrated her 105th birthday with friends and family on Wednesday at her residence at the front porch of Bowden. WLBB Community Voice host Josh Engel spent some time with her this week.
1919. It was the year that Mrs. Marcia McGahey of Bowden was born.
I already look good. You just make me look better.
105.
I don't feel like it. Do I look like it?
You definitely don't.
I'm just someone who happened to live a long time and enjoy life, and am willing to do anything I can to help others.
We were surprised when we learned that Mrs. McGahey was a whiskey aficionado.
I'm all for it. Every chance I get, I have a drink.
I then asked Marcia if she had a favorite whiskey.
Oh, no, you don't play favorites on people or whiskey or anything.
Josh and chief videographer Joel Brock documented their visit with McGahey, and that charming package is posted to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. I'm Colin Worthington.